Well, just to finish us off this week, scientists have discovered what they say is the world's smallest farmer. Now, we're all comfortable with humans farming. We're comfortable even with animals like ants, some beetles, some birds farm things. For instance, leafcutter ants farm edible forms of fungi. But now, researchers have identified a farmer which is just one cell big. This is actually a kind of amoebae that lives in the soil. They're called Dictyostelium, and they are under scrutiny by a lady called Deborah Brock, who is at Rice University. She's got a paper in the journal Nature this week describing this. And what she found when looking at these things, they're very interesting. They live in the soil, these amoebae. They eat bacteria, but if they run short of food and get hungry, they all flock together and they form a multicellular thing resembling a slug, which goes towards the surface, and when it gets close to the surface, it puts up these fruiting bodies, which contain fertile amoebae on the top, which can be disseminated to the wider environment in order to try to go off and find pastures new. And some of the amoebae in helping to make this slug sacrifice themselves so the rest can survive. But when Deborah Brock studied these things a bit more closely, she saw that about a third of them, so 36% of them, had things inside them. And a closer look revealed that they're bacteria. And to cut a long story short, by doing some careful studies, she found that what's happening is that as these amoebae are munching bacteria in the soil, they forego some of their meal to store the bacteria inside themselves as a sort of seed, so that when they go to a new place, they can then plant those bacteria and grow a new colony of bacteria to then eat later. And at the moment, the researchers don't know why only a third of them do it. It would appear to be some kind of genetic trait, but they're very interested in finding out what the genetic underpinnings of this are, because there are lots of diseases, including things like TB, which involve microbes having the ability to get inside other cells and persist in them. TB, salmonella, or other examples like that. So if we can understand the genetic basis of what the microbes are doing inside these particular amoebae, perhaps we'll have a new lead in understanding a bit about how TB and other major pathogens cause disease in humans. If you want to follow up on any of the stories that Diana and I have talked about this week, they're all present on our website with the references. You can follow them up there at nakedscientists.com/news.